Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 8th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of events news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Building bonds and giving back. Miramar Park of Commerce strengthens support for Hanging with 5-0 Police Youth Camp. Miramar Park of Commerce, along with Sunbeam Properties and Development, continues to strengthen its support for the Hanging with 5-0 Police Youth Camp. The recent beach cleanup and barbecue event at Hollywood North Park Beach brought together Miramar police officers and campers from the Miramar Police Athletic League's summer program. This initiative, now in its 20th year, aims to build trust between local law enforcement and underserved Miramar students aged 9 to 14. Sunbeam Properties and Development has been a longtime sponsor of the camp, stepping in 16 years ago to fund it after city budget cuts. The company's vice president, Ryan Goggins, emphasized the lasting impact of the program on the community, highlighting the positive relationships it fosters between officers and at-risk youth. In addition to supporting Hanging with 5-0, Sunbeam Properties and Development has also contributed to various local causes and nonprofit organizations in Miramar, including funding for the Anson Sports Complex and hosting supply and toy drives for military families and local children. EFM Global powers Wimbledon and the Open with Precision Logistics. EFM Global, a leading international logistics consultant, is playing a pivotal role behind the scenes of Wimbledon and the Open. EFM provides end-to-end logistics support for these iconic sporting events, managing international freight, customs clearance, on-site coordination, and time-critical deliveries. At Wimbledon, EFM executed a high-priority delivery of broadcast gear with zero margin for error. For the Open, they managed the transport of branding materials with 10 40-foot trucks. CEO Gary Mortar emphasized the precision and reliability required for these events. EFM's expanding sports logistics portfolio includes global tours, the Olympics, and international cricket events in the UK this summer. With clients like Iron Maiden and Ramstein, EFM continues to prove its ability to deliver under pressure. Global VP for Sports Stuart Baker highlighted the teamwork and focus needed for world-class sport events. Janie's Art Journals selected as cultural arts representative for the North American Pavilion at inaugural World Fair US in Chicago. Janie's Art Journals has been selected as the Cultural Arts Desk representative for the North American Pavilion at the inaugural World Fair US in Chicago. This honor comes after a successful 2024 arts and crafts season and receiving the Craft Industry Alliance scholarship. The World Fair US, running from July 7th to July 28th, features music, rides, cuisine, and artistic traditions from around the world at SeatGeek Stadium. Janie's Art Journals focuses on sustainability by creating art pieces from discarded books, reclaimed papers, and vintage textiles, demonstrating how upcycling can transform waste into beauty. Founder Janie Flores expresses gratitude for the opportunity to showcase her work at this global event. Tickets are available at worldfairus.com with special promotions for seniors and families. For more information about Janie's Art Journals, visit their website and follow them on social media. Holy Cross Health unveils John and Helene Ayers Rehabilitation Center. Holy Cross Health recently unveiled the John and Helene Ayers Rehabilitation Center, the only facility in Broward County offering unique therapies to help patients improve mobility and balance. The center, previously known as the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center, underwent a complete renovation and received state-of-the-art equipment thanks to a $2 million gift from John and Helene Ayers. The center provides expert care in physical, occupational, and speech therapy for patients recovering from various conditions. The facility is equipped with innovative equipment such as the BalanceQuest TRV chair, C-Mill Balance and Gait Treadmill, and the MyoCycle Pro Stationary Bicycle. For more information on Holy Cross Health's outpatient rehabilitation services, visit their website.
National Museum of Mathematics to host 9th Annual New York City Math Festival on Fosun Plaza. The National Museum of Mathematics, MoMath, will host the 9th Annual New York City Math Festival on Fosun Plaza. The festival will take place on Saturday, July 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., offering engaging exhibits, hands-on activities, mathematical games, and group constructions. Attendees can enjoy new features from Math Midway 2 Go and Editions, the MoMath Shop. The festival will also feature a 120-foot numberline tightrope, interactive exhibits, geometric sculpture builds, juggling demonstrations, robotics activities, and more. Guests can enter a raffle to win a free MoMath family membership. The event highlights the role of mathematics in our everyday lives and promises something for all ages. The Messi Experience officially launches in Chicago. The Messi Experience World Tour has officially landed in Chicago, kicking off its highly anticipated U.S. run. Produced by Rive and Aeon Agency and Primo Entertainment, the immersive exhibition invites fans to explore Messi's journey through October 2025 in Logan Square. The Chicago stop offers an interactive tribute to Messi's impact on the game, featuring visual design and technology. The exhibition includes a specially commissioned Messi mural by Chicago graffiti artist Miguel Aguilar. Tickets are available at themessiexperience.com/Chicago, with limited edition merchandise benefiting the Graffiti Institute. The experience is open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 23667 W Logan Boulevard. Follow at The Messi Experience for updates and announcements.
Bonova Mouth Rinse Study demonstrates 17% reduction in inflammatory marker TNF-alpha within 2 minutes. Results from a study conducted at the University of Alabama Capstone College of Nursing show that the Bonova Mouth Rinse System reduces levels of tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-α, by 17% within just 2 minutes of application. This study, presented by Daniel J. Gibson, Ph.D. at the 2025 Diabetic Limb Salvage Conference, focuses on inflammation and bacterial biofilms. TNF-α is frequently responsible for driving immunological responses such as inflammation, cell damage, and cell death. The Bonova Mouth Rinse System offers fast-acting anti-inflammatory relief without the use of lidocaine, steroids, or prescription medications. Co-founder Bill Kling believes the laboratory study results and anecdotal patient comments are correlated, with users reporting quick pain relief and healing from oral ulcers. Bonova's innovative products are designed to improve quality of life for patients facing a range of conditions, providing fast relief without numbing agents or prescriptions.
D1 Training continues to serve Wichita athletes with two locations. D1 Training, a fitness enrichment concept, is serving athletes at its West Wichita location at 3801 N Ridge Ard. Led by certified trainers, the facility helps people of all ages achieve their sport and fitness goals. Professional athletes like Kylie Fitz and Jordan Gay, along with NBA star Chris Paul and Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow, are among the impressive franchisees. The Swillentrop siblings introduced D1 Training to Wichita's East Side in fall 2024, expanding their reach. D1 Training West Wichita is committed to community involvement, supporting causes like the American Heart Association Walk. With age-based programs and world-class coaches, D1 Training aims to train athletes dedicated to their goals. The brand, with over 100 performance centers open, is seeking business builders and former athletes for franchise opportunities. For more information, visit the D1 Training West Wichita website or call 316-375-2776.
Ghostlight Society members enjoy a kernel of fun before taking the trip to Cobb County during Schucht. Members and guests of the Broward Center for the Performing Arts Young Professionals Group, the Ghostlight Society, GLS, celebrated the close of the Broadway season with a pre-show cocktail reception in the Nicholas Children's Health System Intermezzo Lounge. The reception, presented by UKG, preceded a performance of the Broadway hit musical Schucht in the Aurine Theater. Throughout the year, GLS members have access to exclusive benefits like pre-sale tickets, priority seating, and more at the Broward Center and the Parker. Funds raised by GLS, including memberships and donations, support the Broward Center's arts and education programs. To date, this next-generation group of philanthropists and arts supporters has raised over $1.5 million to enrich the lives of students in South Florida. For more information on GLS, visit ghostlightsociety.org or call 954-468-2681.
Q&A with Barry Etra, president of Keiretsu Forum Southeast, Strategy, Leadership, and Startups in Early Stage Investing. The Southeast Investor Conference, co-hosted by Keiretsu Forum Southeast, Georgia Tech's Advanced Technology Development Center, and the Angel Capital Association, will take place July 29 to 30th at Georgia Tech. This event is tailored for accredited investors and ecosystem partners navigating the early stage investing landscape. Barry Etra, president of Keiretsu Forum Atlanta, highlights the importance of educating and developing more investors to address the lack of local investors. The conference will address challenges such as the drop-off in exits and investments, with a focus on providing actionable strategies through workshops and company presentations. The goal is to showcase local companies, attract new investors, and make this an annual event to cultivate a stronger investor community.
Pearl Jam fans, this one's for you. Given to Fly, the Pearl Jam experience. Getting rave reviews as this band rocks South Florida. Calling all Pearl Jam fans, music lovers, and grunge diehards, Given to Fly is the tribute concert you've been waiting for. Fronted by Bob Donahue, whose vocals channel Eddie Vedder with uncanny accuracy, this band embodies the sound, soul, and spirit of Pearl Jam. Recently voted number one tribute band in the Capital Region of New York, Given to Fly is a must-see for any fan of 90s rock. Catch them live on July 11th at Boca Black Box in Boca Raton and on July 19th at Terra Firmata in Stuart, Florida. This high-energy, emotionally charged tribute will have fans swearing they're hearing the real deal. Expect classics, deep cuts, and a live show that relives the music of Pearl Jam. Limited seating available, so grab your crew and get ready for a night that will transport you back to Seattle in the 90s.
Walmart seeks to fill over 150 technician jobs at Metro Atlanta hiring event. Walmart is hosting a job fair in Sandy Springs, GA on July 8th to fill over 150 technician roles in the Southeast. The positions include exterior services, general maintenance workers, and refrigeration technicians. Pay ranges from $19 to $34 per hour based on experience. Walmart is also expanding its associate to technician program to train current associates. Applicants must be 18 or older, have a high school diploma, and bring certifications and a resume. Register for the event at the Hyatt House in Atlanta. Walmart, Inc. is an equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.